Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. And with me, good morning to Russell Tim from Moneylink Financial Planning. How are you?
Morning, Neil. Lovely autumn weather.
Certainly is. Now, look, there's been some remarkable changes that have happened due to the COVID events of 2020. We've seen an influx of visitors into this area. Some are moving here permanently. They're buying houses. There's a serious shortage of rental properties available. People are spending more on entertainment and leisure activities. It's all very unexpected.
Yes, it certainly is, Neil. And it's not just here. All those same things are happening in Cowra, Dubbo, Tamworth, even Armidale, I was told. And also along the coast, places like Port Macquarie.
Obviously, many of those people in Sydney and close to it who couldn't go overseas have decided to take holidays locally. They're holidaying around the state.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure that's a big part of it. But I also think there's probably a bit more to it than that. I think the COVID-19 pandemic has caused large numbers of people to reevaluate their quality of life and in many cases make changes. The first thing they've decided to do is that they want to have less congestion in their lives. And I think I mentioned once before, in 1665, when the Great Plague came to London, people who had the means to travel headed for the country to get away from the congestion. Recently, there was a severe lockdown in Paris at short notice. Within a couple of hours, there were massive traffic jams on the roads out to the country from the city to beat the deadline before it came into effect. So people want to get out to the country, get away from the congestion, either temporarily or permanently.
And of course, the enforced working from home arrangements have allowed many workers to prove to their managers that they can be relied on to do their jobs properly without being supervised, and that they don't need to come into the office as much, and not at all in some cases.
Yes, that's right. And having holidayed in the country, up or down the coast even, some people have decided they want to move there permanently. Some workers have managed to convince their managers that WFH, if you want to call it, is feasible long term, allowing them to move permanently. Even those who must still attend the office frequently have sought better quality living. I've heard reports that people in city units are keen to move into houses, and units in the inner city area are less popular now. People living in the near city areas are wanting to move further out, the northern beaches, the hills district, that sort of thing.
Okay, I've heard the Blue Mountains has become popular too, especially with the express suburban trains into the city.
Yes, yeah, property values there have been rising, and rental accommodation is hard to find, similar to Orange. Rural residential properties with acres to enjoy are even more popular than usual. Here in Dubbo, very few properties remain unsold, and dozens of people attend every rental inspection. People who can get work anywhere have led the migration, medical workers, nurses, ambulance officers and so on. And now people in all occupations are coming here. A couple of the new residents I've met recently include a city television station producer and a professional company director.
Okay, people have been spending more on leisure activities too, dining out, camping with the kids, all sorts of experiences.
Yes, they have, and they've also been buying things that they've always dreamed of owning, such as classic cars and works of art and, you know, collectible wine. One classic Porsche dealer in Melbourne is reported to have only 4 cars for sale at the moment instead of about 25 normally. The others have all been snapped up, and all art auctions are going well. Collectible wine sales are attracting crowds. I know an automotive engineer who specialises in high-performance engines in racing cars, and he said his business has been absolutely booming lately with young people who want to improve the performance of their own personal cars.
Okay, the other consequence that has been well reported has been hoarding, though probably a bit worse last year during the pandemic.
Yes, and they weren't just hoarding toilet paper either, Neil. The Reserve Bank issued 13% more new notes last year than in 2019. But there are now actually fewer large notes in circulation than before. So people have been hoarding cash. The stashes of notes under the mattress have been growing larger. And, of course, recently we learned that much more money went into the poker machines last year.
Yes, it truly is a remarkable time. Thank you, Russell.
Thanks very much, Neil.
And Russell Tim is a representative of Moneylink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.